Listening task, page 128. You will hear a conversation which takes place in a teacher's office between a teacher, Mr. Brown, and two parents, James and Linda Elliott. Answer questions 1 to 8 by putting T for teacher, J for James Elliott, or L for Linda Elliott in the boxes provided. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at questions 1 to 6. Sit down, Mr. and Mrs. Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
What is it you wanted to talk about? Is Sarah having problems in class or perhaps misbehaving?
No, nothing of the kind. In fact, your Sarah is very bright indeed and an excellent student. That's what the problem is.
Problem? How can being intelligent be a problem?
I didn't mean it like that. It's our problem, not hers. I feel that we are not able to offer Sarah what she really needs. And what I'd like to suggest is that you send her to a school with better facilities and more chances for her to develop.
But that would cost a lot of money, wouldn't it?
I was about to explain that aspect. You see, I believe that Sarah is so talented that the best schools will offer her a scholarship.
Oh, would that mean we wouldn't have to pay at all?
Well, I'm afraid a full scholarship is not very likely, but certainly it would be cheaper than normal. And I think Sarah would be much happier in the long run.
But won't she feel strange going to a new school now? I mean, she won't know anyone and...
I don't think that's a problem. Sarah is a very sociable girl, and I'm sure she'll make friends quickly.
Well, if you can give us an idea of which schools to apply to, we'll definitely give it a try.
Actually, I've already made a list of possible schools, all in the area, you know. There's one in particular that I would recommend. Hillside College, it's called.
Yes, I think I've heard of it. Why do you think that one would be best?
It has an excellent reputation. The classes are small, and Sarah would get the attention she deserves.
I'd prefer Sarah to go to a mixed school, though. Isn't Hillside a girls' school?
No, it isn't. Perhaps you're thinking of Herne Hill, the girls' only school.
When do you think Sarah should go? I mean, if that's what we decide, wouldn't it be better for her to finish the year here?
That's up to you, but I see no reason why she couldn't change at the end of this term.
Well, we'll certainly talk things over with Sarah this evening.
Thank you very much for being so concerned about Sarah.
And thank you both for coming in to see me.